and thank you for joining us. It's mid-July 2019, and my name is Michael Ramos, and I'm on the steering committee of the Democrats Abroad Veterans and Military Family Caucus, or VMF. The VMF strives to ensure that public policies and Democratic Party positions are in the best interest of U.S. veterans and current service members and their families. The conversation you're about to hear is with a Paris-based VMF leader, Anna Marie Mattson, and her interview with Leah Daughtry, the former two-time CEO of the Democratic National Convention Committee and an electrifying public speaker. Leah recently visited Europe and sat down with Anna Marie to discuss several topics of interest, such as the importance of all Americans to vote while living abroad, and how veterans and those on active duty should also be encouraged to request their ballot because of how much they love the American democracy they're bravely working so hard at defending. So a little bit about Leah. Originally from Brooklyn, New York, Leah is a graduate of Dartmouth College and Wesley Theological Seminary. She's worked on Capitol Hill, served as a resident fellow at Harvard, and these days, she continues to both practice her faith in the District of Columbia and be a person of influence in the world of politics. We hope you enjoy listening to this podcast, which is brought to you by the Democrats Abroad Veterans and Military Family Caucus.
Leah, this is such an honor and privilege for us here in Democrats Abroad France to have you as our guest. And I am the on the steering committee of the Global Veteran and Military Family Caucus, which represents all the countries all over the world who are members of Democrats Abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give us a message about where you think we could go forward as far as getting out the vote to our military, our enlisted, our officers? What should be our goals and mission right now for the next 2 years to get us back into the Congress, back into the White House?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. This is such important work that you're doing, and I want to extend my thanks and appreciation to the military families, to those who served. Our country would not be our country without your service and your sacrifice. What I would say to you, as we're looking at the next 2 years, we got a presidential cycle coming, that getting the word to our families, to those who are serving, that their vote matters. It really does matter. And I think when you live outside of the United States, when you work outside of the United States, when you have loved ones back home, it's easy to discount the importance of your vote. And it's easy to say, my one vote doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I mail in the ballot. It doesn't matter if I get it in the bag. It doesn't matter. And it absolutely does matter. Every one of us as Americans are, we each help to make our country great. So I want to encourage you to do the work of getting the message out that people need to participate in our democracy. Our democracy cannot be strong as it could be if we're not all participating. So registering people to vote, making sure that they actually do cast a vote, making sure that they have the information that they need technically to get the ballots and fill them out and get them in, but also that they have the issue information, that they're educated about what's going on so that they can make an informed vote. It's critically important.
And what do you think about the stereotype that the military votes normally Republican instead of Democrat?
I don't know that that's true. You all would know better than me, but I think I'd argue that point. What I do know is that they care deeply about their country, and that's why they are serving, and that's why their families are serving with them. And I think that's what we need at the polls, people who are deeply invested in our American democracy. So, you know, and I think for the military folks that I know and their families, they care about health care. They care about schools being good. They care about the roads being fixed. They care about climate change, all the things the rest of us care about. And so they pay attention to the issues, but maybe a little bit more than the rest of us because their loved ones' lives are on the line and they've invested so much of themselves into ensuring that our democracy works for all of us. So, you know, I don't know if it's true that they're Republican. I'd argue that point a little bit, I think. But, you know, do what you can to make sure that they're Democrats, or at least that they vote Democrat.
And what would you do to say to the ones that are Republican to go across the aisle and vote for us? What would you tell them?
You know, I think our loyalty has to be to our country and not necessarily to our party. And there comes a time in all of our lives where we have to think about the issues we care about, think about the direction of our nation and who best represents the ideals and the values that we hold dear as Americans. And that may lead you to vote for a party that you wouldn't normally vote for, or to consider a candidate that maybe you didn't consider in the past. But that's okay. You know, the party labels are temporary anyway. It's the ideals and the values that matter. And that's what we should be pursuing.
Could you kind of give our veterans and military families your history is about your experience. You've been what you've done for the Democratic Party.
Sure, I have been working for the Democratic Party since 1990. I think I worked for Chairman Ron Brown when he was elected. People most know me for my work at the Democratic conventions. I was the CEO of the 2008 and the 2016 convention. I'm the only person in party history to have done it twice. And I also served as chief of staff for Governor, Terry McAuliffe, and then Governor Howard Dean. I've worked for 5 DNC chairs in total in some capacity or the other. And you know, I've led the party's outreach to communities of faith. I'm an ordained minister, 5th-generation pastor. So, I've been a Democrat a very long time, and I've worked on behalf of Democratic Party issues as well. Not that I agree with everything. The party may not be perfect, but it's perfect for me.
And could you repeat what you said about what we should do for the next 2 years as far as our resolutions? I mean, will we get any traction? Are we going for the Senate, or should we just go out for getting out the vote?
You know, I think what I would encourage you to do is to spend the majority of your energy on getting out the vote so that we can elect the president that we need, and so that we can elect the senators and the House of Representatives and the down ballot people that we need to have in office in order to move our values forward. That said, these resolutions are important. They represent important values and important issues in our society, in our country, and I think you're right to be supporting them. There's a bill in the House, there's a resolution in the House, there's a resolution in the Senate. I think you can support both of them. They're different. The language is different. They'll have to come to compromise about that. But, you know, I think strategically you got to think about what our odds are in the Senate to actually get something that we like passed. And, you know, I think our energy while we're working on that, look, we're Democrats. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. So you can work on that. But I wouldn't want you selfishly to put the preponderance of your energy into electing a new president and electing the House and Senate that we need to change the direction of our nation.
And how can we do that?
How can we do
getting out the vote, living abroad?
Listen, first, mobilize the people who are living abroad. There are lots of Democrats who live abroad or Americans who live abroad who don't vote because they don't think it matters. They don't think, you know, their one little vote is, you know, is worth the hassle of everything you have to do to vote. But it absolutely is. There are enough Democrats abroad, across the world, that you can change the direction of an election. Just here in Paris, there are 900 Floridians who could, if they had all voted, had an impact on Andrew Gillum's race. You can turn the tide here in a lot of ways, and so absolutely get the folks who are expats living abroad, get them out to vote. Make sure they turn in their ballots. Make sure they're registered and are participating in the process, even if they're not living in Mississippi or Florida or wherever their home is. So that's the key thing. And then expats who have folks back home, call them and make sure they're registered. Call your aunt and your uncle and your cousins and your neighbors and your high school roommates and all that and say, hey, are you registered to vote? Get registered. And did you vote today? Make sure you go vote. You can do your part. We love hearing from our relatives overseas. And I suppose if my uncle called me from Italy and said, did you vote? I'd be inspired to go vote even more than I already was.
And what about the military, getting out the military vote?
Absolutely, same thing. You've got call your relatives who are in the military and say, did you vote? Have you turned in your ballot? Have you put in it? make sure you're registered. Make sure you're here fighting for your country. You're in the military because you want to serve the country. This is our first and most important duty, which is to participate in the democracy by voting.
And but what about the other organizations like Vote Vet and VFW and American Legion? What can we do with them?
And those are great partnerships to have, and we should you know, there are no there's no limit on the partnerships that we can have. The point is to ensure that everyone who is eligible, every American, is able to participate in the process, has the access, has the right, and then exercises their right as an American to participate in our democracy.
You are so cool.
Thank you.
You are so cool.
Thank you.
What a terrific discussion. Please make sure to check out Leah's Twitter feed at the @ Leah Daughtry, LeahDaughtry. You can also follow all of the Democrats Abroad Veterans Military Family Caucus actions by visiting democratsabroad.org/VMF. We hope you tune in again soon.